I'm Tom McCarthy, and I'm the author of the brand new book, The Breakthrough Code. Today, what I want to share with you is a sneak peek into The Breakthrough Code. And while The Breakthrough Code works in every area of your life, we're going to focus today on how you can create a higher level of health and wellness in your life. Maybe you're struggling with your health right now. Maybe you have a condition that you haven't been able to get beyond and you feel stuck. Or maybe you just want to increase the level of energy and wellness that you feel. It doesn't matter what it is, the Breakthrough Code will help you create a breakthrough and get to where you want to go. So what is the Breakthrough Code? It's actually a three-part process that over the past 30 years of my research and studying of top achievers, people that have healed themselves from tough situations in terms of their health, or people that have created financial success or relationship success, any area of your life this will work in, this three-part system will make your dreams come real for you. Now, it's not easy work. Sometimes we have to challenge ourselves with the Breakthrough Code. So I'm not saying you can apply it now and 30 seconds later, you're going to have the healing that you want. It will take time, but the Breakthrough Code, if you apply it, absolutely works. It's worked for so many other people, and it'll work for you. So what are the three parts? Let's start with number one. The first part of the Breakthrough Code is you have to focus on less and then obsess. Now, don't get too worried about obsess. I know that sounds kind of negative. I'll explain what I mean. You have a certain amount of energy and power that you can put out. Everything's energy. And so you have a certain amount of energy as a human being. So what most people do is they spread their energy too thin. They want to heal, and they put some time in on healing, some focus on healing, but they have way too many other things on their plate where their energy is getting drained. The body and the mind need energy to heal. And so you've got to put the right amount of energy into healing. So what I would suggest to you is no more than three big results that you're trying to achieve in your life. And so if one of those results is healing, you have to limit the amount of other things that you're putting energy and power into. So three big results. And one of those, if it's healing, should be one of the things that you concentrate your power. That's what focus does. It concentrates power and energy in one direction, which is how we create a breakthrough. Think about a light bulb. A light bulb shines all over the room. But then think about a laser. A laser is just light, just like the light bulb, but it's focused light. And a laser can cut a diamond. A light bulb will maybe illuminate the diamond, but it's not going to cut through a diamond. When you have a tough health condition, you need to have laser-like focus that can cut through a diamond, so to speak. And so focus on less and then obsess. Now, the second part, obsess. What does that mean, Tom? I have to be focused on my health all the time, 24 hours a day? No, that's exactly what we do not want you to do. You have two minds. You have the conscious mind, and then you have the super conscious, or what other people call the subconscious, but I call it the super conscious. It's like a superhero residing within you, within your mind. Now, what do most people do? They just work with the conscious mind. The conscious mind is powerful. It's what we think with. It's what we think our mind is. It's really powerful, but it's really the tip of the iceberg. So if you look at an iceberg, most of the iceberg is underneath the water where you can't see it. That's the underneath part of the iceberg is your super conscious mind. It's massive. It's huge. It's incredibly powerful. The conscious mind can process 40 bits of information per second. Like every second, 40 things. Think of that. That's amazing. But the superconscious, the subconscious, can process 40 million bits of information per second. Now, if you had a computer that was trying to help you heal, Would you want a computer that could only process 40 inputs every second? I mean, I know that's a lot. Or would you want a computer that can process 40 million bits of input information per second? I want to go with the 40 million bit per second computer, and that's your superconscious. So what you're doing when you focus on less and then obsess, you're focusing on fewer things, but you're not obsessing consciously. I want your superconscious obsessing on it. So how do you communicate with the superconscious where it creates an obsession for making you healthier, for creating more energy for you? There's a couple of habits, and for each of these big ideas or parts, I've got a couple of habits I'll share with you. So number one, the superconscious doesn't judge whether it's right or wrong or good or bad. It just listens to you. So this is why it's so dangerous to look up on the internet when you have a health condition and you start seeing, oh my gosh, look at what it did to this person or that person. Because then we start to communicate that down into our superconscious. And then that the superconscious will work on making exactly what you just read, because you communicated it, you believed it, and now the superconscious is acting on making that real. What you want to do is you want to feed the superconscious images and feelings of you being healthy and energetic. And if you're doing anything contrary to that, if you're feeding it fear and doubt and concern, that's what it's going to act on. It will take the doubt and give you more reason to doubt, with symptoms and all sorts of things that can happen. So you want to feed it what you want. And here's a couple things. Number one, connect what you want, this healing that you want, this increase in energy that you want, this perfect weight that you want. Connect that to your purpose, your life purpose, the reason you feel like you're here on this planet. That's a whole other discussion if you haven't gone into that. You can find more information on that in the book, The Breakthrough Code. But when you connect it to your purpose, this result you want to your purpose, now you won't quit on it. Your purpose is the reason you're here on your planet, on this planet. And you've got one, I've got one, we all have one. Now, most people haven't delved into it and discovered it, but we all have one. So when you connect this thing that you don't have to your life purpose, for instance, my life purpose is to be somebody that can help massive amounts of people have tremendous breakthroughs that change their life and allow them to live their dreams. That's my purpose. That's why I'm here on this planet, I believe. Now, if I have a health condition and I'm struggling with it, I'm supposed to be helping other people. To me, I connect that result of being healthy and happy and healing from that condition to my purpose. Look, if I can heal myself, then that will make me even more powerful and valuable in sharing these ideas with other human beings. Even making money. For me, making money doesn't hold any value, but I attach being successful in business to allowing me to become a better teacher to others of how to break through and create these dreams that everybody wants when they come into this life. So I connect results with purpose, and you should too, because every person that I've looked at over the past 30 years that's created a breakthrough, there was something bigger than the result, a true breakthrough. There was something bigger than the result. So connect what you want to your purpose. Now you have that superpower, that extra little focus that the superconscious is going to tap into. The second thing is a habit I call see, feel, believe, and let go. See it clearly. Feel it. This is what your superconscious responds to. If you just say, I'm healthy, and you've got no, you can't see it, you can't visualize that, you can't feel it, you don't believe it, your superconscious go, you don't want that. You're not even all in on it. So you have to work on seeing it, feeling it, believing it, and then letting go. Let the superconscious do its work. Don't micromanage it every single second. Don't go, am I better yet? Am I better yet? Am I better yet? You can't do that. That's doubt coming back into the superconscious. So see it, visualize it, feel it, really feel it. Even though you might be struggling and in pain, feel what it would feel like to be healed and healthy, and then believe it. If you can't believe it, your superconscious can't believe it. So you're working at a deficit. See, feel, believe, and let go. Best times to program the superconscious, first thing when you wake up in the morning, you're in an alpha state, a daydreaming state, where it's easier, that trap door to the superconscious is wide open. It's a great time to visualize and see and feel and believe. And then the other time is right before you go to bed. Now you can do it a couple other times during the day, but the obsession you're going to create is going to be below the surface. Your superconscious will start looking for options and seeing things you're not even seeing consciously, hearing things you're not hearing consciously. It'll find information for you. It will connect with other people and draw them into your life. And plus, it'll start working with the body's systems to create healing. All this happens when you focus on less and then obsess. That's part one. And that's a lot right there. Like literally, if you just did that, you would be so far ahead of the game. But there's two other things. Number two, part two, is you have to upgrade your story. And when you do that, you upgrade your life. Upgrade your story, upgrade your life. So what's happening in your life right now is based on the story that you're telling yourself. At the end of the day, all we really are the stories we tell ourselves. If you say something like, I have this condition, and you're claiming that, I've always had this condition, your story is going right down into your superconscious and it's reinforcing who you were yesterday. Like, come on, today the body's changing all the time. You know that. Cells are dying, cells are being recreated. The new cells being recreated are being recreated to be in alignment with the story of who you tell, of who you are, of what you tell yourself who you are. What's the most powerful story you'll ever hear? Trick question, but it's the one you tell yourself. Are you telling yourself you're a healthy person, or are you telling yourself you're someone with a chronic condition that's never been able to heal? So here's a couple things with your story. Your story at the end of the day will determine a large part of where you end up. So parts of your story are awesome. Bring them forward. But parts of your story you have to let go of. And one of my favorite little sayings that I tell people is, you're under no obligation to be the exact same person you were 5 minutes ago. Even someone who has a tumor, a cancerous tumor, that tumor 5 seconds ago was different than it is right now. It's always changing, and that is the beautiful thing about life. It can change where it continues to grow as a tumor, or it can change where it starts to shrivel away. And that's just one example, but everything in our life is always shifting and changing. And so when we change our story, when we improve our story, we can start to create the positive shift in our health and our wellness and our energy. But human beings are so addicted to defining themselves by who they were in the past. You got to give that up. So a couple habits. Number one, let go of your old baggage. And there's lots of strategies to do that. We have some in the Breakthrough Code, but let go of your old thoughts, your old beliefs, your old memories that don't serve you anymore. Those ones that are holding you back, you got to let them go. For you to become a healthier person, you need to let go of the story that you're not healthy. You have to let it go. You can't drag that forward and expect yourself to be healthy. That's truth right there, okay? So you have to let go of the old story. And then the second thing you have to do is you have to create your new story, what I call your breakthrough story. You have to choose thoughts that you're going to start thinking. You think 60,000 thoughts in a day, believe it or not. I'm asking you to choose like 4 or 5 around your health that you can think a few times through the day and feed into, like fertilizer into the superconscious mind, where that becomes the story that the body operates out of. And it's a healthy story. It's an energetic story. You also need to choose how you're going to feel, the emotions you want to feel. What are the emotions you would have to feel to create health in your body? What are the thoughts you would have to think to start to create health in your body? I call them your optimal performance thoughts, your optimal performance emotions. And then another thing I like to have in your story is something I call some superchargers, little sayings you tell yourself, like, I got this. You tell yourself that just create a little charge in your body, a little energetic charge that will allow you to have health and energy and move on the path towards having even more of those. And so a couple things, let go of your old baggage. Number two, you've got to create a better story. Your body is responding off the old story. It needs a new story to be told to the mind, communicated to the body, if you're going to see an upgrade in your health and wellness. And then the third habit that I would say, and we go way deeper in these habits in with actual strategies you can use in the book. So I hope you'll check out The Breakthrough Code. You can find it at thebreakthroughcode.com. But the third thing I want you to put into place is once you create your new story, you've got to stick to it no matter what. Because what people do is they dabble with a new story. They see themselves as being healthy and they create healthy thoughts and healthy emotions. They got a little supercharger. And then the first time they feel a little symptom, oh, it's not working. No, that symptom's probably showing up to test your commitment to your story. How committed are you to being healthy? How committed are you to having energy and wellness? If you're going to give up at the first little symptom that feels like, oh no, I'm back in it, come on. Life doesn't reward that. The superconscious stops believing. You've got to stick to your story no matter what. So number one, focus on less, then obsess, superconscious obsession, subconscious obsession. Number two, upgrade your story to upgrade your health, upgrade your life. Letting go of the old story that doesn't fit a healthy you. Adopting the new story that will drive your superconscious and your immune system and everything. Or you'll show up differently with a new story. Adopting that and then sticking to it. And then the third part of the Breakthrough Code is you got to pack your day with effective action. Not crazy action. Not, you know, talking to every doctor on the planet or, you know, trying every single vitamin that you can stuff into your body. Effective action. Here's an equation I want to share with you. Effort, how hard you work, is multiplied by how effective that action is, and that equals results. People that will heal, people that will increase their energy and wellness, they don't necessarily have to work harder or 24/7 focus on it. They have to put some effort into it. That's going to be important. You're going to have to do that. But you want to make sure the effort you put in is effective in moving you closer to the result. And so here's a couple things you can do to increase the effectiveness of your action. One thing you can do is work on creating what I call your network of empowerment. The human beings that can empower you, that can juice you up, either with information or with motivation or encouragement, who are those people that you could connect with to allow you to take more effective action? You did it by watching the Global Energy Healing Summit. If you got a chance to watch all these different experts, they are now in your network. You might not know them personally, but they're in your network. They added value. They gave you some ideas that you can put into action. They're experts. They have information that's helpful to you. But who else out there can help you? See, the way that I've created breakthroughs in my life is not all based on my effort. And if you look at yours too, your biggest breakthroughs were not, as great as you are, they were not all based on your efforts. Other human beings play a part. And sometimes they play a big part with information or ideas or solutions we never would have thought of. Or sometimes it's just a little motivation or comfort when we need it. But your network is going to be huge. And if you don't have a network that's empowering you or empowering you at the level you need to heal, then you need to start looking for more people in your network. You can connect with them in person or virtually. You can read their books. You can watch videos that they have. There's all sorts of ways, but make sure you've got a network of empowerment. People around you, whether you know them or not, because reading their book or watching their video is good too, but create a network of empowerment, people that are going to help you on your journey to healing. And make sure as you create that network, there's an energy exchange too. Because when you just start taking, that's not a network. A network requires you to add value to them too in some way. Even if it's just a video that you write a nice comment on. Do an energy exchange. The universe loves that when you do an energetic exchange. It's like a bank account. If you're just drawing, and not giving, it's like overdrawing a bank account. So make sure you're doing energetic exchange. Now, I talked about effort times effectiveness. The other thing I want you to start to look at in your life is what are the areas or actions you can take that would have a huge impact on your health and wellness? What are they? And just start to list them out. And then ask yourself, are these actions I like to do? Are these actions I don't like to do? Like for instance, maybe you need to eat healthier. And someone says you need to drink green smoothies and you try a green smoothie and you say, that's disgusting. Well, a green smoothie probably is going to make you healthier. I drink them all the time. I love them. And guess what? When I first tried it, I didn't like it either. But I knew it was going to make me healthy. And so I've been drinking green smoothies now for about 15 years. And now I do like them. And that's the thing you're going to find. A lot of the things that you're going to have to do to have greater energy, wellness, to increase your health, you're not going to like it first. But winners do what they don't like. I actually say winners do what they hate to get what they want. Like if you tell me something's going to be really good for me and there's proof in it and it's some food I haven't tried before and I really buy into believing that it's going to be good for me, you know what? I'll eat it even if it doesn't taste great because I'm more interested in the result than do I like this in the moment. And what I find is that whether it's business or health or anything in your life, the things that you don't like to do, but that will help you create the breakthroughs, when you start doing them, you get into it and you either start to like it or you don't mind it. And so in your life, there's things you're avoiding right now that are going to be exactly what you need to increase your health, to get healthy, to have wellness and energy. And you avoid them because you don't like them. Or you say, that's not me. Stop defining yourself by who you were 5 minutes ago and say, you know what, if that really is gonna make me healthy, now don't do crazy things. Like make sure it makes sense and it's validated and it's safe. But when you look at it and say, if that's gonna make me healthy, I'm all in, let's go. Yeah, it's a little uncomfortable. Yeah, I'm not used to it. Meditation's like that for some people. They go, I tried to meditate. I'm not good at it. Come on. Everyone, when they try to meditate, they're not good at it at first. We're used to being thinking through our day. But I love meditating. I love sitting at one of these chairs right behind me, you can see, and meditating at least once a day, usually twice a day. My wife tells me I meditate all day. That's not true, but I guess when she walks by my office here, she sees me meditating. I used to not like to meditate. I thought this would be a waste of time. Come on, how can I meditate? Now it's invaluable. I can't do without it. So I call this working in the breakthrough zone. The breakthrough zone is if you have four quadrants, it's that lower quadrant that, low to high, high impact on where you're going to go. This action that you're going to take is going to have high impact, but it has low likability right now. Start finding those areas in your life and take action on those things. Those are the hidden gems. You're not doing them. That might be why you're still suffering from this condition you have or not having the energy that you have. So do those tough things that are going to get you better. And most of the time they're not that tough. It's just more of a mental game. So you can even change your story about it. And if you do that, I promise you, you're going to start seeing results that you're not seeing yet. So this is just a sneak peek. I hope you'll check out the book. It's actually a story of a person going through their life, and they are struggling in business, with their health and their relationships. And they learn from three diverse mentors that share with them the breakthrough code. And this person has some amazing breakthroughs. And I know you will too. If you apply the breakthrough code and you really are true to it and you're diligent with it, you absolutely will create breakthroughs in your life. And you can use it in any area of your life, and you can use it for the rest of your life. I hope you have an amazing life. I want you to live your dreams. Thank you so much for checking this out, and please go to thebreakthroughcode.com. I'll see you soon.